Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk's plans to bring their leading weight loss medications to the Trump RX platform, the state of Texas' legal move to block Kenvue's dividend payment, and the FDA approval of Darzalex Faspro for adults with high-risk smoldering multiple myeloma. Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk are reportedly preparing to make their blockbuster weight loss medications available through the Trump RX platform, a government-backed direct-to-consumer drug purchasing initiative. The move would mark a significant milestone in the evolution of U.S. drug commercialization, allowing patients to access GLP-1 therapies such as Zepbound and Wegovy directly through a federal portal. Supporters say the program could improve affordability and expand patient access, while critics caution it may disrupt payer networks and pricing negotiations. Analysts note that participation from major manufacturers signals growing industry acknowledgement that consumer-driven channels could play a pivotal role in future market access strategies. Meanwhile, the state of Texas has taken legal action to prevent Kenvue's planned dividend payment, arguing that the transaction may violate certain financial conduct provisions. The case follows continued scrutiny of Kenvue's operations after its separation from Johnson & Johnson and amid its pending acquisition by Kimberly-Clark. The company maintains that the dividend is lawful and consistent with fiduciary standards, but investors are watching closely as the proceedings could affect short-term liquidity and the broader merger timeline. And in regulatory news, the FDA has approved Darzalex Faspro, Janssen's subcutaneous formulation of daratumumab, for the treatment of adults with high-risk smoldering multiple myeloma. The approval is based on data from the Phase 3 AQUILA trial, which demonstrated a significant reduction in disease progression risk compared with observation alone. The milestone marks the first therapy approved for this patient population and reinforces Darzalex's growing role across multiple stages of myeloma management. Clinicians welcome the decision as an important advancement in early intervention for patients at risk of developing active disease. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.